Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, what's good? This is Tim Bo for Angry Fans Radio. You know what the fuck it is. We appreciate everybody joining us right now, listening live. We got Murder Mook coming on today. Total Slaughter Battle in Lux. You guys already know what the fuck it is. I'm here joined, as always, with my brothers, Angry Fan 3 Letterman. Fellas, what's good?
What's good? What's good? Fuck with your boy, Be Fed, that little 7 bad. Shout out to the whole Fed Movement.
What's cracking out here, man? Y'all already know, man. It's crazy.
All right. Yo, let's get into it. We had some news drop today about the judges for this Saturday for the Total Slaughter event. We have Poison Pen, D-Rec, and Kid Capri are the three judges for the battles this weekend in New York. I want to get your guys' opinion on that. What do you guys think of those judges? This is Angry Fans Radio. Let me remind everybody. Let's go.
I'll keep it real. I fuck with Poison Pen being the judge. Kid Capri, I think he's a judge because of his name. See, I don't want to sound like I hate him. I'm gonna be real. I can see other people kind of in front of Direct, in my opinion. I wouldn't mind seeing Jay Black. I wouldn't even mind Chris if Chris was up there. Chris, Jay Black, or, you know what I'm saying? You, Three Letter Man. Like, I don't know. That's just me, though.
What you think? Me personally, I don't care about none of the judges.
Okay.
Oh shit.
I don't really, you know what I'm saying? Like, let the fans decide who wins that shit. I mean, we're gonna go regardless. You feel me? But I feel like kind of social. I'd rather have people that's in the culture overseeing the battle. You know what I mean?
Here's the whole thing with that. Because I want to be clear with that. Like, Direct is a part of the culture. You feel me? Like, that's not, like, I know what you're saying already and shit. I don't want that shit to get out of context and shit. I don't know. Like, I don't have a problem. I don't know. I don't have a problem with my guests. Fuck it. I just know other people.
I think, I'm feeling the same way as Cass. I know we spoke about it before. I'm a big fan of Poison Pen. I think he's very unbiased. You see him in every league. You know, that dude is in the view of every king of the, from King of the God to Don't Flop, URL, Grind Time. I mean, he's been in it. This dude is a pioneer. I have no problem with Penn on there. I agree in the sense where I would put some people before D-Rec. I would have somebody maybe in battle rap media, like you said, maybe even a Michael Hughes, who does Vlad TV. I would possibly put him up there as well. And as far as Kid Capri, we couldn't find anybody else in the industry to be a judge. Like, it was Kid Capri. I know Kid Capri's been down, but, you know, I'm not saying it's, like, any biased stuff, but, I mean, this dude, I've never seen him, like, at a King of the Dot event. I've never seen him at a Spit That Heat event. I've never seen him at anybody else. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I seen him at a URL event, and he's hosted URL events and DJed URL events. So I think you need to have somebody that knows all these leagues and been around for a long time.
What about Smack?
Nah. I don't think you can have Smack.
There's a reason why I say no to Smack, because that's like, I don't want to say that's beneath Smack, but he's an owner. You know what I'm saying? You want to see Smack. I don't think Smack Pride will let him judge a battle.
I think that would create issues. I agree. I think that might create some problems. Him picking
a boss, owner judging another league.
Isn't this like history? Like the UW joint with Lux and Hollow? You don't think it's the same impact?
Yeah, same impact. Probably bigger.
Huh?
It was bigger than Lux and Hollow.
This right here is bigger than Lux and Hollow, you think?
Hell yeah, by far.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, I think so too.
You're bringing in all kind of people here.
Yo, that shit is crazy. Look at how long, not even to jump the subject, but look at how long the whole Lux and Hollow shit was lasting. And that shit was in January?
Yeah.
It got quick, man.
Huh?
I think that hype, no one was talking about Lux and Hollow a lot after it happened. you know, I know it's a debatable battle,
but that's why it's crazy because they amped it up for so long, and it's like Toby Slaughter came out of nowhere and just topped them in like 6 months, 5 months. I said it's kind of crazy when you look at that shit like that.
Yeah, this is real crazy.
Lux is all over black shit. I don't know, man. That's a design. We ain't hating, though.
I agree with three in a sense where let the fans judge, too.
Yeah.
We're going to judge regardless, though. Let's be real. But, I mean, I guess we'll find out what the judges, what they're basing on, personality, performance, bar. Who's going to do the bars part of it? Who's going to, you know what I'm saying? I guess they'll explain that.
Yeah.
You know why I think it's judged, though? It's probably judged for, like, the new fans and shit. They probably going to be on some shit like, well, what's the purpose of these niggas even having the show? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If there's going to be no judge, like, what's the point of them doing it? The new fans are probably, will probably look at it. So they're probably doing that for them, I'm assuming, I'm thinking.
Especially with, like, Joe Budden fans, too, that, you know, that might not even be knowing about battle rap. You know, they want to
exactly.
see. They're not going to just watch it to see a tie. Like, all right, here's a video. Like, you know, you want to see somebody actually win and lose. You know, especially in this industry fans
right,
that are coming out. So this is going to be crazy, man. I can't believe it's 3 days away.
Yeah.
Three days away.
I have a total slaughter, yo.
Yo, this shit is getting loud. Yo, I can't believe we actually skipped this battle. By the way, we're going to have Mook on, like we said, so you're going to get back to total slaughter and get into it, you know, Mook and how he's feeling about this battle coming up with Lux. But we didn't even talk about the T-Rex versus Head Ice battle that dropped in the quiet room. So I wanted to get, what did you guys think about it?
Yo, I'm going to keep it real. I didn't even see the whole fucking battle, man. I would probably not even see the whole fucking battle. It was, but go ahead. From my understanding, it was all right, though, shit. What I seen, it was all right.
It was cool. It's cool. So Head Ice clearly won. I mean, he rhymed longer than T-Rex.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he spit longer. So I think just on that alone, he got more bars out than T-Rex. So I gave it to Ice, you know?
I think Rex
won. Two more rounds,
I thought Rex won even just spitting 3 minutes.
You thought Rex beat Ice for real? Wow.
I thought Rex, I thought Rex beat Ice, man. But Ice had some shit. But, yo, Rex is just so dangerous, man, and I'm starting to see it on the show. Like, this dude is fucking flawless right now. Especially.
But you don't think his minutes don't come out? Like, his spam, he didn't get to get a lot of bars out of me.
I do. Nah, you're right. I mean, what did Ice rap for, like, 12 minutes? And Rex rap
for
like,
a long time, son, because I looked at the minutes, and I'm looking at Rex's rhyming, it's, like, mad short, and I'm like, damn. Rex can't really get a lot of bars on, so but I feel
the same. Yeah, I don't know. I was just fucking with what Rex was saying more than I was Ice. I mean, I gave it to Rex.
Right.
I don't know about these quiet room battles though.
Mm.
I'm still trying to, you know, get adjusted to them, but
I gave it to people
saying that. It should be judged by fans or bloggers.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that. I think it should be.
We're going to judge it anyway, though. It doesn't matter because let's say if them niggas decide to pick one winner and we clearly feel it's somebody else, the whole battle rap community is going to voice their opinion. So to me, it's like they're there, no doubt. You're there live on the stage, but the niggas that live, breathe this show on a regular, which is all of us I have, we're going to be the ones that fucking decide that, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, of course. That's like what Cortez go ahead Ice and shit. Like I didn't go by what the judges said. Or when Sarah Connor battled Gaddis and shit. They said Sarah Connor won. Like if I fuck with Sarah Connor, but I had Gaddis
winning. I had Gaddis winning too. Real talk.
Just because niggas are judges doesn't mean that. You know what I mean? But I'm saying they should be right about this shit, so it doesn't matter and shit.
They should be, but if they not, you know what? Fuck them. No disrespect to all the judges, but they're not right. We'll be the law. We'll be the law and all of these motherfuckers.
Word. Mm-hmm. That's what it is, though.
That's what it is, though. That's how I feel, though.
Yeah. When they got announced today? It got announced today, right?
Yeah, it got announced today.
Today, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. long time. That's what it is. I mean, shit, that's what it is.
So what do you guys think about Arsenal being on this battle on Saturday? I know we kind of spoke on it a little bit. I'm hearing it could not be, or it is not, Royce the 5'9", who people are thinking.
Oh, wow. Not Royce?
No.
Oh, wow.
I'm not surprised it's not Royce.
So who is it then?
I know if Royce is a battle rapper anyway, but...
Big dick. I mean,
that's going on. Speculation of Crooked Eye. Is it Shallow? Is it...
I'm thinking, like, Crooked Eye must be next, I'm thinking...
I don't think it's Crooked either. The only person that's fought out that's battling is Joe Budd. So I think this someone in battle rap. In battle rap, yeah.
I don't know who the fuck could be then.
Is he nice?
Huh?
Hope he's nice. And I hope it's not a... If you're going to have Total Slaughter, right, you got awesome...
It got to be a name.
You got to be somebody that's hard. You got to be somebody that's nice. It can't be no cat who's not popping or like a days ago with the rhymes or ain't got no strong W's out here. You know what I'm saying? So I'm hoping... Who can it be? It can't be... I mean, Clips? But they already battled. What am I talking about? Clips are awesome.
But you know what, though? But Clips just battled. Like... Who could they have, my nigga? What? This is weird.
Do you agree with Ars being on, though?
Oh, yeah.
Wait a minute. T-Rex just tweeted out Total Slaughter tickets on sale for the low. He's already put out the first Arsenal this battle. Y'all ready for this?
What?
It's already out on T-Rex's thing. I hate T-Rex, y'all. He got T-Rex versus Daylight, Mook versus Lux, Joe Button versus Hollow, Arsenal versus, ready for Joe Rowe?
Uh-oh.
Oh, Big T.
Oh, come on. All right, never mind.
And man, niggas are talking about it. They tweeting me right now saying it's Big T.
Oh, God.
Yo, niggas saying it's Big T, yup. Man, niggas hitting us up right now.
Shout out Big T.
Y'all start first, guys.
I'm not even going to lie. Big T is going to die on national TV. I'm fucking putting it out. I don't even care what anybody else. Yo, Big T is going to die on national TV. Arsenal will kill him.
Tribble. You know he got to do it. Everybody's saying Big T.
No. This is what Ars has been waiting for. This is like the crowd that you want. He's going to have that crowd in the palm of his hand with the energy. Like, you know the energy that Ars has.
After we just seen Oz versus Clean compared to all of the past Big T battles, I don't see it, bro.
I'm calling it right now. Body Ars 3.
He's up.
Body. That's what I'm calling. Body bag. Ars 3-0 Big T.
Nah. Body.
Body.
Yeah, I don't know about a body is real. I don't know about a body.
Yeah, I don't know about a body, Tim. Like,
a body.
If you're right, we will remember this show, though. I will remember this episode where you did call it, if you're right. But I got to go. I'm going to go Arsenal 2-1. I'm going to give Big T a round. But
you give him a round?
I would not be surprised. Yeah,
nah,
round.
Nah.
I wouldn't be surprised if it's 3-0 edging each round, though. What's the hell, no. Damn, Big T, I'm trying, my nigga. I'm trying.
Yeah, also, everybody battled Big T.
When?
Huh? Did he battle him, man?
Nah, he never battled T.
Austin, when he battled Big T. Who also battled in Atlanta?
Who knows? If you got to think about it, it must have not been that good.
Nah, he hasn't battled T.
Huh?
Nah, he doesn't battle Big T.
Who the fuck was it? Ars had battled. Big Ars replaced Disaster. That's why he only got 5 days. Oh, okay. Well, I don't know. That's what somebody's saying.
How you got Total Slaughter? You don't got Charlie Clips on there. I'm just saying.
Now, I remember Charlie Clips, he turned it down. Oh, you mean for the battle, bro?
Yeah.
Why you turn it down, Clips? You want some bullshit.
I think it'd be cheap.
All right, so look, so look.
Clips versus Luck. That's all I'm saying. That's
all I'm saying.
I think it's
on MSP War. Yeah. Big T did battle Arsenal.
Where? Who was that?
MSP War in Atlanta.
Oh, yeah. That we never seen with the footage at.
Yeah, they did battle. I know they battled this shit. No, I wasn't bugging this shit.
We never seen the footage, though. Where the footage at?
I don't even want to see that footage, man. I don't know, man. Maybe, you know what?
I can get
two. This could be the best Big T. This could be the best Big T we ever seen. I'm going to tell you why. I just thought about it. It is not the main stage. It's a small room setting where I believe he's better.
This is a huge stage. Hammer scene is huge.
Yeah, it's a big stage, though, Caps. It's not a small
room. Oh, it is?
Yeah,
this is
it's
Hammer
not a small
scene. This
room
is like 3,000, 4,000 people.
Yeah, son, it's a big stage.
He ain't going to win, man.
Yo, he just doesn't
do good on big stages. He just doesn't. It's not even hate. I mean, you can see it.
I think he'd have won anyway. It was a small stage.
Nah, he would have lost in a small room, too. If
he's
he taking
too many
big
battles back-to-back, man. He's just doing it, man. He is. He needs that good year between battles, I think.
Man, I think the presence is going to be the most important. Presence is going to be the most important thing when you're in front of that big crowd with a lot of hip hop, you know, even if it's not all battle rap fans, but industry fans. I mean, you're going to have to control them. And
yo,
I'm
Big T.
And
Big T, you're the underdog right now, Big T. We all know that. You're the underdog going into this battle. Ain't no way in hell you are a favorite going into this shit. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man, B.
But if Arsenal come with their shit that he had against Clean on that stage, oh, man, it's going to get ugly.
It's going to get ugly, man. That's
it's
what I'm saying.
It's
going to
get ugly quick.
What Big T do you know came with, like, three rounds of fire? Can I get a battle? Surf, maybe you're going to say?
Nah, but that those surf rounds, I feel like, were really good for a small room. It wasn't even...
But I mean, yeah, man. Big T
trying to
is
think of
so
the last
hard,
big
though.
Stage.
Huh?
I'm trying to think of the last big stage performance.
That Big T was like all three
T?
Rounds.
Nah.
Oh, I really can't name
he
one.
Was, he was all right against Old Red, but it was not crazy.
It was they were both all right, I think. To be honest with you. I know one thing. If Big T gonna go hard, this is the fucking battle to do it. Like,
Yep.
You get killed on screen now, my nigga, your career is pretty much like, I don't know.
So let me ask you a question, Castle, piggyback on what you said. If he gets, like, if, let's say what Tim was saying, if he gets body like Tim is saying, yo, on some, like, my nigga, you're choking type shit like you did at the crib in front of those niggas, whatever. What happens to Big T after that?
I mean, what would I say?
Yeah.
I'm going to talk my shit.
I
don't think he's going to get bodied, though. I don't think he's going to be bodied.
Me neither, but let's say if he does. Let's say there's a clear three over there, catch. Not even a body, though. Fine. It's a clear three.
I'm not going to be surprised. I'm really not. He's going to lose in another battle, in my opinion. It's just going to be like, damn, like. He's going to be mid-tier, in my opinion, then. Fuck that.
Yes.
What you think? You think he's? Come on, man. How many times are we gonna lose before they get demoted?
And
true.
And you know, no shame. I hate doing this to Big T, man. I'm not gonna go there, man.
I know. But it's just like with just being honest about what we think.
I just don't be understanding sometimes where I don't know, man. I can't say I be liking his rounds anymore, man. That's fucked up. I just don't be liking
shit. And that didn't even see him versus fucking B Magic. That wasn't all that either. Like,
sorry, hold on. This nigga, the real Lucky Lux, always with this crazy shit. He said Big T went hard versus K Shine. Come on,
oh,
nigga.
Come on,
dead, man.
Nigga. Stop playing Lucky. Yo, stop playing out there, man.
You know what they should have done, though? They should have put aside a fuck Big T and Arsenal. No disrespect to those brothers. They should have put A-Verb mm-hmm. and K-Shot on there instead.
Oh, wow, that stage is big as shit, Big T. What the man, you better not choke.
What would y'all rather see, Arsenal and Big T or Verb and K-Shot? Especially after the altercation at the crib.
You said Verb and K-Shine?
Yeah.
I mean,
let's be real.
Verb and K-Shine haven't really been performing great.
Yeah, I'm not really going too crazy over that either.
I'm saying that because
of the shit they had at the crib.
Yeah.
Well, they had,
I guess it leads up to it, but I'm saying Arse and T still. I'm saying Arse and T.
Yeah. I might run with Arsenal and Big T, too. Damn, I'm not really too interested in Big T, man.
I'd rather see K-Shine a Verb.
I'm not really too interested in seeing K-Shine too tough right about now until he picks it up.
Yeah.
Well, who knows, man? It might be a good battle. Fuck it, man.
K-Shine was saying a whole bunch of nothing to Verb, though.
Mm-hmm.
When they were arguing, K-Shawn was saying a whole bunch of nothing to Verb.
A bunch of nothing, man. He was saying a bunch of nothing. I agree with him, bro.
Nothing.
Bunch of bullshit. Bullshit.
Not one fucking thing.
Verb, you can tell Verb don't like him. I think Verb will fuck him up, yo. Real talk.
Verb
actually has to step it up too, B.
He does.
Yeah, but I'm saying,
I think
you can tell by Verb, though, he's looking at Sean like, man, little nigga, man, come on, man.
Yeah, but Verb is over here losing, though, like. Seriously.
Sean be losing, too, though, man. Not like Sean.
Yeah, but, no, I know, yeah, Sean's been losing for a minute now, though. But, I mean, Verb really, I don't know, B. I don't know, Verb. You need to step it the fuck up, man. I'm not really, like, I don't know, man. He ain't the same killer no more, looks like to me.
Nah, I don't see that killer no more either. What's up?
He's not that killer no more. And I'm noticing it. Like, it sucks, B.
Hey, yo, so what do you guys think about battlers using the same bars in battles that they've had that they use in Total Slaughter?
I mean,
man. We ain't trying to hear that. No.
That shit is whack as hell. That shit is corny, B.
I was watching that shit. I was like, Verb
did it too, right?
Yeah, Verb did his whole first round against Goods in that battle. In his battle on Total Slaughter.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That nigga is bugging. What the fuck is that?
I was finishing those lines. I was like, wait, hold up.
No, my nigga, the whole... Wait. What Verb battle are we talking about? We talking about when I happened last week?
Verb? Yeah.
Somebody sent me a link, though. I didn't see it, though, and I forgot. He sent it to all of us, but I seen it, though.
You mean probably this nigga flipped his whole... He said the same shit he said versus Good in the first round?
He said, like,
how are these niggas doing this shit with a straight face? I don't understand that shit. So, and if I'm one of the leagues, I'm going to be upset. One of the leagues should feel some kind of way.
I don't want niggas spitting the same round that you did at the fucking other battle.
You're not going to spit that shit on my league. That's not what you're here for. That's crazy.
Exactly.
That shit ain't cool at all. That's disgusting right there, B.
It is disgusting, yep.
And I'm mad as fuck. YouTube ain't even letting my fucking blogs upload. I've been trying to blog since yesterday and shit. They keep saying no upload. That's whack as hell if Verb did that shit. Damn.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing cool about that shit.
He just whacked them niggas choking Total Slaughter, period, man.
I'm going to have to make fucking crazy-ass rant on Verb. Like, that's not cool right there, B.
Rant right now, my nigga, rant right here.
Yeah, you know, I got to have my weapons around me and shit. I feel like myself. That the whole first round, my nigga? You serious or are you, like, touching it?
Nah. Like, just watch it, bro. I mean, you will be finishing the line. That's
worse than what everybody else did.
You'll be finishing the line.
Yeah. Like, that's bad game, money right there. Come on, man. That's bad dope, B.
Yeah.
Yo, man, that's bad dope, man. Verb, call up Verb. Oh, shit, I forgot we got Mook on that motherfucker. Lucky ass nigga, B. That's corny. I'm about to watch that shit. That's corny as shit.
I think it's corny niggas choking.
Yeah.
They just choking in front of Total Slaughter. That is corny.
I think so too, B. Somebody said, yo, it's only 8 hours and it takes time and it's just like, but we look up to you niggas because you niggas are supposed to be the elite, them niggas. Like, we don't expect you niggas to be, like, no, some of these niggas chokes be ridiculous and shit. Whoa, what's this about Danny Myers cycling against snow? What are you talking about?
You're just saying, say that, seen that shit right now.
Somebody said Danny Myers recycled against snow?
Yep. I don't know why you said KG the pole. I'm like, oh, that nigga done.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm. Let me ask y'all a question. Are we surprised niggas don't flip words around? I think T-Rex is the king of that shit, if you ask me. I'm not going to say recycling, but taking a bar and just flipping it and just the same meaning and shit, but different words, but you just flipping it. See, it's the same bar. I think T-Rex is the king of that shit.
But Rex still makes it sound dope. You know what I'm saying? Like, even if it's said in a different way. Yeah.
Yeah, but I ain't flying with that tomorrow. I don't want to hear the same rhyme you said. You know what I mean?
But Rex, he switches it. Don't he, like, switches orders and shit and, like, meanings and shit? I don't know.
I think he uses different words for certain shit. I don't know. But I don't think I've ever heard him say the same shit, like the exact same bar or scheme or anything like that. But.
Right.
Yo,
it's safe to say that the creativity is, I don't know, man. Are they being Hollywood? Are they too lazy to write? What's going on?
Niggas are lazy. Niggas, let me tell you something, man. When niggas get fans and you got your Twitter followers is up and niggas is telling you nice and you the shit and battle rap is big, sometimes niggas still living off past battles, man. We know that shit.
Yeah.
I don't think a lot of niggas hungry no more. They might like the money because the money's easy to get. But to sit home and craft your rhymes and go over them shits twice a day and shit and perfect your three rounds, I don't think a lot of niggas is sitting home trying to perfect their three rounds.
Mm.
Or they're not writing. They're writing a week before the battle type shit.
And then they can't do it? Let me ask you a question. Total Slaughter, the show was dope. What do you think the battles are doing for the – is it a good look for the battlers or what?
It's a good it's a good look for them, yeah, to get exposure.
But what I mean the actual battle. When they're all choking up and shit.
Elaborate, what you mean?
Like the battles during the show?
These niggas
like,
are choking and shit. I mean, is that a good look for them? They're choking in the battles.
No.
Oh, choking, that's not a good look at all, huh?
Nah, hell no.
90 seconds, my niggas? Like, 90
I'm
seconds?
I'm pretty sure the slaughterhouse niggas looking at niggas like, damn, bro, we think you niggas. And
no verses on deck? You guys have no verses on deck?
Like,
all
90 seconds? And you niggas be doing one round for like 6 minutes? That's just crazy.
Yo, I got to say this. I got to say this, though. Rex is fucking flawless on the show so far, as far as his battle so far.
Yeah.
Like, this
Lex
dude
versus,
is nuts. Like, this dude has been crazy.
Rex is showing why he's that nigga compared to everybody else in that house. I'm surprised. Yo, did Marv one check?
Yo, I had no problem with Arsenal, you know.
Oh, yeah, Arsenal, huh?
I had no problem with Arsenal's rhymes.
He was local too, though.
He didn't show. Arsenal show.
Not some recycled, I said.
Oh.
Recycled bars, I said.
Yeah.
Versus Ray Seven's third and his third. It was the same shit.
That's right.
So I don't know. What the fuck? I'm just not expecting this. I'm not expecting to be hearing old bars on the show. It's just crazy to me.
I want to ask you guys a question. Today, there was a little Twitter war going on between Rosenberg Raw, Chilla Jones, and Cortez.
What?
Yeah. And Rosenberg was basically saying, I guess he'll be, that Cortez and Chilla scared about him. I guess those the brothers are looking at Rosenberg were like, you know, nah, son, you ain't ready. You know, we trying to take it there in the ring with you, you know. And Raw just snapped. He just started going crazy.
Oh, what?
Pussy and all kind of shit, yeah. So
what are you saying?
Right, that shit was crazy.
What are you saying?
So niggas are scared about him and shit. I don't think Chilla and Cortez are scared about him, you all.
I honestly think that they probably look at Roller Keys to step down. Let's keep it real. That's why I honestly believe.
I think
they're scared about you.
I think Roller being his feelings too, B.
Well, Roller's had a good battle versus Suge, though, so I don't know.
Huh?
To say niggas are scared about you, it's like, that might be a, that's a reach right there, I think. What were they saying, though? Were they saying no? Were they saying you whack? Were they saying, what were they saying to this nigga?
Like, you know, we won't battle you. Like, nah,
oh, they just like, they looking on some, no, we not fucking with you type shit, period.
Yeah.
Wow, okay. All right, that's the question. Can you blame them? I mean, what do you feel? You think they ducking them?
I don't think I want to see Raw battle Chilla anyway.
Yeah, I don't want to see that battle. It's not going to be a good battle. Raw versus Cortez would be better.
Yeah, Raw
versus
Cortez.
I don't think Cortez wants to battle Raw, to be honest with you.
Nah.
Raw needs to stick to the bully-type rappers because his wordplay isn't there like that. You know what I'm saying?
But I want Raw to get battles, though, B. I ain't going to front. I want to see him
more
battles.
But he's better off battling these bully-type niggas where it's going to be more even. Unless Raw really going to... Like, I don't see Raw, like, beating Cortez. I don't, like... I like Raw's style. I don't know. Maybe you can't say never because choking always happens and shit like that in battles, too. But I don't think Raw is ready to go head-to-head with Cortez right now. I don't think so.
Mm.
I don't know about that.
Mm-hmm. True.
Man. Battle where? Where are they going to be battling at?
Who, that Raw?
Yeah, where are they going to be battling? URL?
He has a battle in URL since when? Since Big Game?
Wow, it's been a little minute. So where would they be battling at then?
Hmm?
Where would they be battling at then?
RBE probably, or as many, you know.
Mm.
I'm just speculating, allegedly. I'm not saying...
So what's going on with Cortez and Danny Myers? Because I guess they're not going down or what?
I don't know.
Danny Myers, he's waiting
down
on the call from. He says he's waiting on the call from URL, right?
That call's not
I
know.
Guess, yeah. I still want to see that though.
But he said he don't think. Damn, that sucks. His contracts, I think, man.
I just
damn,
don't.
Huh?
I just want to see T-Rock and Suicide battle, and I want to see Charlie Clips and Hollow Design battle. Those two battles I want to see before the year's over.
Mm. T-Rock and Surf?
Yeah, I want to see that. Real talk. And Surf, my nigga, you ain't going to watch T-Rock. I don't care what you think or nah. Nah, ain't happening. Nah. I don't think Surf will beat J-Rock.
Oh, that shit is crazy,
I think J-Rock will be so amped to battle that nigga, son.
But shit. Nice, 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 nice. But fucking, I'm what you want to say? Damn, I want to see this. I can't wait to this fucking battle actually fucking happen. This shit is total slow to shit, B. It's going to be crazy.
Mm. Where the people at, son?
Yo, let's get some calls in here.
That's seriously number one. You the battle, damn.
Let's go 313-999.
Detroit. Yeah,
Detroit. What's good?
Yeah, y'all right?
What's good?
Yeah, I got one push.
What up?
So for the next USF,
uh-huh.
Flack got to find a way to get top tiers on there.
What?
He
got to
link
this. That?
Compared to the... Total Slaughter. Well, King of the Doctors fell off a little bit.
Hold on. I'm going to keep you on really quick. I'm going to keep you on hold. Yo, we actually have a caller calling in right now. We got Murder Mook. What's good,
yo,
Mook?
Yo.
What's good?
What's poppin', Mook?
What's good? What's good? Hold on one second,
G.
Yo. Hold on one second. Make sure. Tell him to go down the block and move down. Yeah, tell him to move my shit down the block. Yo.
What's good, buddy?
What's the word?
Talk about it, man.
3 days.
3 days. Two and a half.
Hey,
yo, Mook. Hey, yo, Mook, you know you got to win, right?
Yo, you know what? You know what's crazy? I gotta win every one though. That's the sad part.
You do
I can't even just. I can't even just lose like these niggas do.
Nope,
like,
you can't.
I can't just be losing and just act like it didn't happen, because that's the new shit. You know what I'm saying?
You paved the way, man. You
yeah,
was the face.
But nah, I'm on Joseph's side. Like, I'm well aware. I'm well aware that I have to win this battle. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay.
And I'm well aware that you know, a lot of motherfuckers don't think I can win this battle. So you know.
You ready to shut niggas down?
Yeah, you know, yo, man, I just can't wait for niggas to hear what I got to say, man. That's
what I'm saying. I think you got to win this battle, to be honest with you.
What you say?
I said, that's what I'm saying. I really think you got to win this battle. My bad, Timbo.
I mean, I'm going to win this battle. I'm going to win. And I'm going to win convincingly.
Oh, wow. Convincingly.
Ah, Mook. Come on, Mook. Damn. Come on. Come on, Mook.
Convincingly, yo.
This is Sharif we're talking about. Mook, hold on. This three-letter man. What's good, my G?
Yo, listen. I'm going to win convincingly, bro.
Mook.
I'm just,
Mook.
This is just the way I feel, yo. It's the way I feel.
Mook, what's good, man?
What's up, me?
This three-letter man. What's good, my nigga? Come on.
So you're telling me there's no way somebody could win convincingly, or there's no way I could win convincingly? Which one?
No, it could win convincingly. Yeah, you could win convincingly, like a 2-1. See, when you say convincingly, I guess the first thing that popped in my brain, Mook, was like, okay, you're going to body this nigga. And I'm wrong. Maybe you're saying now the strength that you convincingly win.
No, you could 2-1. You could 2-1 convincingly win.
Right.
Yeah.
You don't think so?
Yeah.
I got nothing but the utmost respect for Luck, so I would never say I'm going to 3-0 body bag him. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
You don't think you can do it, though?
There's nobody in the world that could do that to somebody like that, because a nigga's always going to have something back to say. It's not like, you know what I'm saying? It's not like you fighting and you get one punch in, and then, you know what I'm saying? Like, a nigga's always going to have something to say back. You feel me? And if a nigga's not whack, then of course he's going to get reactions. He's going to, you know what I mean? It's just, I think I just know how to win better than him. That's it.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Well,
I feel like I know how to win rounds better than he does.
Okay.
Well, let me ask you a question, Mook. If you win the coin toss, right, are you going to go first, or you let Lux go first?
Good question.
I mean, I always go first. So, I mean, I don't know. Maybe I don't think I should change it. I was thinking about that, actually, like, maybe – the other day, like, yo, would I want to go first, or do I want the coin to toss, or psychologically, what would that
do? He don't freestyle, so you good money. He can't freestyle. He don't rebuttal, so you got that.
Yeah, but I never really care about that. I just care about me setting the tone.
So going first sets the tone.
Huh?
So if you go first, you feel you're gonna set the tone, huh?
I know I'm going to set the tone.
Okay.
I know I'm going to set the tone, but it's always tricky because you know the way it is on you know, the fans and battle rap, like, you go first, you set the tone, it could be crazy, but then if somebody else has a crazy round too, then it's like, yeah, we got a fight on our hands.
Yeah, right.
You understand what I'm saying? Or it could work as you set the tone, and if his round ain't as strong, then it could go downhill for a nigga. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because it's hard to get that back.
Mm. Well, Mook, it's going to be like this to me. It's going to be like this. You might win in the building, and he might win on camera. I don't think Lux is going to win in the building.
Oh,
nah,
he's going to win on camera, and then... Right. I feel you, like, on camera, because, you know, he be saying a lot of shit that, you know what I mean, niggas got to think back and...
Decipher, yeah.
I'm saying
you gotta sit in the camera, though.
I think Mook gonna win 2-1.
To be honest, I'm saying a lot of that shit. Like, I'm doing, yo, I got y'all niggas, yo. Don't worry, B. I got y'all. Like, when y'all see, y'all gonna be like, nah, this nigga's not fucking around. Like, he's not.
Mook, I got Lux 2-1, my nigga. Tell me I'm wrong. I got Lux 2-1, nigga.
And I love that, and I respect that, B. Like, you know what I'm saying? Niggas gotta have everybody. We need these opinions. That's why when they doing these judges, I'm not really cool with the judging.
Okay.
Talk about
how you feel about the judges?
What?
Uh-oh.
How you feel about
how
the
you
judges?
Feel about the judges?
No, I mean, I respect the judges.
Okay.
But I don't like the judging. I don't like the fact that it has to be judged, because that takes away from the replay value of it. Like, the whole point of battles is so niggas can watch it and watch it and watch it and get it, especially classic
and
battles,
debate,
and niggas get different opinions. You know what I'm saying? Maybe one day you feel like another nigga won, then you feel like the other nigga won. You know what I'm saying? But now, when you got judges, it's like, even though you want to say this nigga won, it's like, the judges said he won, so it's like a little, like, even niggas might be like, yo, fuck that, nah, he didn't win. It still officially goes down as a win. You feel
me? I
mean
what you're saying,
so
niggas is
taken
.
Away from the, just the opinion, you know what I mean? The shit that kept battle rap so pure and raw, because niggas could argue forever about who they feel like won. That's big part of battle rap, is the debate.
Yo, Mook, do you have a problem with the actual judges that were chosen at all?
No, I don't got no problem with them. I mean, it's not like they went and picked, you know what I'm saying, some niggas off the street. Like, they picked niggas that are active inside battle rap. You know what I mean? Like, they got, what is it, D-Rec? They got D-Rec, D-Rec. D-Rec been around for years already. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, he's credible and... Like, I like that.
Let's be real, Mook. Yo, shout out to Kid Capri, my nigga, but we don't want to see Kid Capri. Don't need to be in there, my nigga.
Who?
Kid Capri don't need to be on a judge.
Nah, yo, Kid Capri been around, bro. Yo, I promise.
I know, my nigga. I grew up with Kid Capri. He's probably one of the best DJs in hip-hop history. But
No.
But,
I'm not talking about around. He been in battle rap, bro. Like, Kid Capri, when I was battling Mills and all of that, Kid Capri was around watching those and doing, like, trust me, he know.
Okay.
He just don't think he know. Okay. He knows.
Okay.
He went to, like, he got this album. He got this top tier album that he did with all of us, like all battle rap
niggas.
Yeah, I heard about it. Yeah, it's crazy. Like, you know what I'm saying? He put it together. But when I go to a studio, I went to a studio, like, all he do is watch battle rap, yo. That's all he do, my nigga. He know everybody. Like, he need to get on y'all show, and then y'all probably be surprised at how much shit he know. You know what I'm saying? Like, he knows. You know, I know certain niggas be like, yo, come on, man. Kid Capri, man. Like, where the fuck did they get Kid Capri from? But,
that's
yo, nah, he knows.
That was me.
Same here.
He knows. He knows, man. You know what I mean? But what's good, bro? I just don't like the fact that it has to be judged, man. That's it. But, you know, it's cool, man. So I want to ask y'all a question.
Feel free.
What do y'all expect to hear? No, what would y'all like to hear from me and Luck?
Go ahead, Timbo. Set it off.
I want
anything that makes
a great battle, man. That's all that we want, man. As far as from you, Moose, yo, I don't know if you can take it. Like what you guys did in that first battle, I mean, that shit was classic.
Yeah.
That shit was classic, man. So I think just go back to that. You know, don't
like you just
don't
want
try to
bars.
Do
just real, just
I just want
bars,
man. We just want bars, move.
That's what y'all want.
That's it,
yo, man.
As far as from Lux though, I don't know if that preaching shit is gonna work.
He cannot preach to me. I'm just letting y'all know
he
this.
He can't really preach,
and he needs to know this. He needs to know this, and I'm pretty sure.
We love it.
Huh?
Not again.
See. I'm pretty sure he needs to know this. Like, he can't preach to me. He, like, you can't fix me. Don't try to, you know what I'm saying, fix me. Don't be a life coach. Battle rapping. You know what I'm saying? Like, niggas want to hear violent shit. That's just where we at. You know what I'm saying? No matter how off the wall it is, niggas want to hear violent shit. But he can't preach.
That's kind of the truth. Yeah.
But here's the thing. He can't be violent either.
Exactly. Mm. I'm going to say the same fucking thing, Mook. He can't be violent when he just took the fucking
approach. I'll let you niggas know on Saturday, though. I'll let you niggas. This is, yo, y'all going to be like, yo, y'all going to say, you know who I'm going to be to y'all niggas on Saturday?
Cool.
That nigga that just don't, like, in the park, like, you just can't rip him. He just nice. He just dead nice.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't even know how he nice. Like, you don't even know. How this nigga nice? Like, you don't know, you just look up, nigga had 30.
like, yo, how does this guy have 30? All he did was he took, all right, hold on. He had 3 layups. He had 4 rebounds. He had 2 putbacks. He had 4 threes. Oh, shit, he had 30. That's how, yo, that's how it's going to be, yo. Like, it's going to be like that, son. I'm going to let y'all niggas know on Saturday, man. I had a ball with you in it, but I had to take it out.
Oh, what?
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. I had an angry fan. I had an angry fan ball, but I had to take the shit out. I'll probably use it in the next. It was a crazy ball too. It was 2 syllable, like a 14. It was crazy. I ain't even gonna give it away, but it was crazy, and I probably use that shit on the next joint because I couldn't fit it in my round. And we got 5 minutes. So imagine that.
5 minutes.
Wait a minute.
Mook already showed he could. Yo, Mook, if you beat Lux clearly, I mean, who's next? Who's after Lux?
You don't want to battle
really,
him. He'd be fighting
on DNA.
I don't
know. It's just they got it, you know.
DNA.
DNA, my nigga. Who want to see battle DNA? South Park. Who want to see
my nigga. Yeah. First of all, y'all know damn that? Well y'all don't want to see no big battle. Listen, the fun and games is cool, and I told DNA, yo, I respect you. I respect your hunger. I respect you as, you know what I'm saying, as just a want to go out there and get it done.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The little engine that could. I respect it.
Oh, damn.
But
at
the end of the day, it makes no sense for me to battle DNA at all.
Yeah.
It just don't. It really don't. There's other niggas out there that can battle that are, like, DNA, I told him, yo, you got to stop battling so goddamn much, man.
Yeah.
Give us some scarcity. Get your value together. Make some moves where you start looking like a boss. He not even a boss. I can't battle a nigga.
Damn.
He not even a boss. He a little nigga to me on some G shit. He's a little nigga. I don't want to battle no little nigga. He don't even move like a boss. You feel me? That's just what it is, bro. And this is no, I'm not even trying to shit on him. This is just what it is. And this is what fans know. This is what people really know. But they're going to instigate it because, you know, it's like, cool. It's cool. We want to see anything.
Okay. All right, so forget about DNA then. What about Hollow? I'm going to give you names. Hollow, Verb.
I would battle both of them niggas. I told Smack that. I told Smack I would battle both of them niggas. I would battle him. I'd battle Verb. You know what I'm saying? I would have battled Surf if, you know what I'm saying, Surf wasn't getting on his, you know what I mean, Surf started bugging out. It's like he didn't want to battle no more, so I didn't know what the fuck was going on with that. You know what I'm saying? Fucking Arsenal. I would battle Arsenal. I would battle niggas that got their own shit going on, where they got a brand, where they, you know what I'm saying, where shit could help me too, or it won't look at as crazy. DNA it's just like he the nigga that's just stuck running around doing shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, he just running around, and I told the nigga, yo, listen, fuck with me. You know what I'm saying? I can help you. I can help you get bread. Like, I can help you turn yourself into some, you know what I'm saying? Like, because you know what I mean? You got talent, but
damn, Mook, you making it sound like, hold on, Mook. You making it sound like that nigga's dusty, my nigga.
No, man, I'm not saying it like that. Like, I said something like, yo, on Twitter, I said, yo, if you want to be broke, then you could stay there, but I wasn't calling him like, yo, you broke. Like, I'm just saying, like to me, I'm broke.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to get rich, so I'm moving. I'm trying to move to get rich off of with this battle. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I'm telling him, move in a direction. Or niggas can stay broke. You know what I'm saying? Because this niggas, you know what I'm saying? Niggas is looking at us like we broke too. Like, it's a bunch of niggas. It's mad different. You know what I mean? I'm not trying to shit on the nigga. He ain't dusty no more. He good. But
right.
Still.
Well, let me ask you a question. What do you think about this funny style nigga Cassidy acting like he's too good to fucking battle rap, but he's taking shots at niggas in the culture?
I mean, I ain't going to lie. I didn't hear none of that, to be honest. All I heard was Arsenal. I heard Arsenal diss towards him. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I was actually with Cassidy last week. You know what I'm saying? He wants to battle another rap nigga. Another industry rap nigga.
Okay.
He don't want to battle like a nigga that's in a battle rap. He want to battle a couple industry niggas. I mean, I ain't going to tell
him. Hold on. We're in the era right now where this is not the 90s no more, where niggas is really can't. These industry niggas I'm talking about gives a fuck about maintaining bars. They ain't worried about making songs.
Yeah, no, no, most definitely. Most definitely.
So,
I told him that.
So by that, he's saying, who the fuck you going to battle? Jadakiss, Styles, Fast? I mean, none of these niggas battle. Cassidy, to me, move with disrespect. Knock it off. Get in the ring one of these fucking savages, Cassidy, and let's get it popping. We don't want to see you battle Meek Mill or one of these niggas, man.
But listen, depending on how Joe does, it's a lot of other niggas that really know how to rap that could do that. Like, this is what I'm saying. So even though we might say, yo, we don't want to see you battle Meek or somebody else, Meek might could put his mind to it and might fuck niggas' heads all the way up. You understand what I'm saying? Because these niggas be secretly watching battle rap all the time.
They just don't want to admit it and shit.
They just don't. Yeah, niggas just really don't admit it. It used to be taboo. But now, you know, now they say they fuck with. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, a couple niggas always been supporting it, though, from the door. But, you know, like, there's a lot of other niggas that say they never used to really give us all the props. But, you know, once we stop trying to get their approval,
then it became
they looking at us now. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I ain't gonna lie, like, I was stuck in that early. All of the young ups, like, when we was younger, we was stuck in that. Yo, we battle rapping. We still battle rapping to get niggas approval. We still battle rapping to make niggas know that we nice, so them industry niggas can fuck with, want to fuck with us, so we can bet. Like, nah, now niggas is just battle rapping because this is what it is, and we know y'all niggas is gonna look anyway. And this shit is the fastest growing shit, yo. Like, this shit is just going, after this pay-per-view shit, like, who knows? Who knows where this shit can end up in a year? You know what I'm saying? Like, who knows where this shit can end up, bro? It's crazy.
Mook, do you see the direction that it's going that we don't see?
What you say?
Do you see a direction that battle up is going that maybe the fans don't see?
Well, the fans are, you know, y'all analyze pretty well. Like, you know what I'm saying? Y'all niggas, y'all always know what the hell y'all talking about. You know, a lot of niggas that don't. But, you know, a couple niggas that I respect, like, you know, y'all niggas that really watch what's going on and not just watch the battles. See, a lot of niggas just watch the battles, but they don't watch the battle. And what I'm saying is, they don't watch what's going on outside of the actual ring. You know what I'm saying? What niggas is doing to make themselves become a brand or a commodity or, you know what I mean? Like Hollow, he did some genius shit. Hollow really, he just got hot. He was always a nigga that the battle rap fans fucked with. But as far as transcending battle rap, he's just getting that. You understand what I'm saying? When niggas that don't know what a battle rap is, know who a nigga name is.
And that's when your
brand start to become, you understand? When you start to expand your brand, like, I could do this off just of my name. Even if a nigga never knew what a battle rap is, they know who a Murder Mook is. They know who a Lux is. They know who a Hollow is. They know who, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's what niggas is supposed to be moving. You don't want to stay stuck in the battle rap, in the battle rap lane as far as your business. You feel what I'm saying? You want that battle rap shit to catapult you into ways to generate money. Other ways. And I see this shit is going, my nigga, niggas is on pay-per-view, bro.
Yeah, but let me ask you a question. What do you think about niggas in front of Slaughterhouse choking, my nigga? These niggas don't even be choking for three fucking rounds, but they choking 90 seconds. You got Joe Budden, Royce the 5'9", Yawa, and Crooked Eyes. And you on TV, my nigga?
That's crazy.
Son, but this is why Rex is doing so good on the show.
Uh-huh.
It's because Rex is the battling. This is where my era comes into helping into that. Because niggas is always going to have something that they could jump into and then jump back out if they mess up.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? And to come into niggas to their aid, to be honest, to come to their aid, fellas, niggas literally really had like 8 hours to write that shit, remember it, and say it.
Right.
And people are like, oh, but it was only 90 seconds. Yo, son, that shit is not easy. to remember and write to, first of all, come up with clever shit and right. then remember it. And then remember it without, and then remember it and perform it.
Mm-hmm.
You understand where it just becomes second nature of you saying it. And that's what happens is a lot of times, like, it, like you might be, you, when you're saying it, you're trying to remember it. So when, as you're trying to remember it, you can't really get into your mode or jump over here or start looking at this nigga or talk to him because you don't really know your shit. So the slightest thing that throw you off, somebody might laugh or somebody might go, ooh, or a paper might drop, boom, and take your concentration out. Now you fucked up. You know what I mean? Niggas, you know, the choking shit, it wasn't a good look, though. I told niggas, like, yo, you know what I'm saying? It's not a good look when you're trying to advertise to the world that this niggas is supposed to be some of the best niggas to do it, and then niggas is just looking crazy.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But it was like, yo, what can I do? There's nothing you could do. Like, today, age, man, they did only have a short amount of time.
But move all of them there, all them niggas, though, son.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not all
yeah,
of them.
Yeah,
I mean,
like maybe
Oz,
one
Oz,
of them or two,
Rex,
but damn.
Daylight, Oz, Rex, Daylight, and Disaster, they didn't choke.
Yeah, I mean, I know, but I'm just saying, I thought it would be like one or two.
You know what I think, though?
Half them niggas choke. Like, that's crazy.
What I think next time, see, what I said for niggas to do when we was
actually... An hour show, first of all. Not no half an hour, my nigga. We need an hour.
Yo, listen, bro. We got to crawl before we can walk, bro.
I feel you.
We got to, nigga, yo, listen, man. We was,
yeah, play
we was just in Somalia. We was just in Somalia back in the day starving. Niggas came
right.
and dropped a half a sandwich on us. You gonna drop a half a sandwich like, yo, nah, I need a whole hero. let me eat this half and show that I'm grateful for even getting a half. And then, you know what I'm saying? That's why I want fans to watch the show. You know what I'm saying? Tweet about the show, talk about the show. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Get the ratings up. Get like we could be divided as a culture, or not even a culture, but like to each other. But when it's us against like the outside world, niggas need to stick together. Instead of like it's competitive. We know battle rap is so competitive, but we need to stick together with that. You know what I'm saying? Like all of these battle rap niggas, real rap. I got love for these niggas on some real shit because they. Like, they on some real battle rap brethren shit. I fuck with these niggas. Now, we might talk shit to each other, but if you, I might smack the shit out of my brother. And you my man, or I know you, but if you jump in, then we gonna jump you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's, so, like, we need to deal with each other how we deal with each other, but make sure that we don't let these outside niggas see no chinks in our armor where they could come in and just divide and conquer. We need to be a strong unit. That's just as the battle rap, you know, just
right.
the culture of battle rap. And we on TV, we need to tweet, we need to not be hating. Other niggas should not be hating on the show or hating on another nigga on the show or, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? That's just corny to me. You know what I'm saying? If we all in this, it's just like, you know what I'm saying? Let niggas rock. This ain't going to be the first time. So now y'all niggas hate on the show. Cool. So now y'all hate on the show, ha, ha, ha. Now they say, you know what? Niggas don't even like this show. We ain't going to fuck with this battle rap shit no more. Fuck it. That's the
exactly.
last time
yep.
ever on TV.
Yep.
Yep. You know what I'm saying?
That's
now
true. Damage control, my nigga. Damage control. We'll talk.
Man, they done fucked themselves up for the next season because they trying to make this shit like, they trying to make this seasonal. Like, every time they try to get this shit on TV. This ain't about the, this ain't just no one-time deal. Niggas win, niggas lost. I was like, nah, they trying to do this and keep it going. And they trying to make niggas real money. You feel me? They trying to make niggas be able to live comfortable if they could battle three times a year where you could be good. You might not be a multimillionaire, but shit, if you can rake in 400 racks from three battles, well, shit, you're doing pretty damn good. And then you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But we got,
real
it's
talk.
Our job to grow this shit, man. I just don't like the hate, man. I just don't like the hate, man. That's it.
But hold on. Hold on, move. I gotta say something, yo.
What you feel about the recycling? I know back in the day you used to do it when y'all was first started out and shit. What you feel about it now, it being on the show? How you feel about that? You
feel about what?
About battlers using old bars recycling.
Well, I feel two ways about it. One, well, I used to do this shit all the time,
Yeah.
When we was younger. But that was before we started really crafting bars for actual battles and opponents. You know what I'm saying? That was when it was just like, yo, like, because most of the battles that we had on camera or whatever y'all niggas saw back in the days, they wasn't like, yo, you going to battle this nigga and you got months to battle this nigga. It was like, yo, you just got to come with your rap.
Yeah, it could be anybody.
But now I don't feel like there should be no, hold on one second, bro. What's up? Oh, nah, I'm on the joint. My nigga, you out?
Yeah, I'm out.
All right, boy, be easy. Yo, where that nigga Nim at? Oh, all right. I'm gonna let that nigga know. All right. So, boom, like, now I don't feel like there's no reason for somebody to be using recycled bars, you know what I mean, because you know who you're battling and all of this shit. But are you talking about recycled bars in the show?
Yeah.
So are you referring to Arsenal? That's what they said he had.
Arsenal, it's a Verb, it's a, who else?
Wait, Verb recycled too?
Yeah, nigga, so Verb did it too.
All right, so Verb, Arsenal, who?
Who else was it? Was it Timo, or who else?
I think it was Verb and Ars, yeah.
Verb and Ars on the show, and Madness is on the show too, anyway.
This is what I feel like, bro. Arsenal, he did what he had to do, to be honest. He didn't. Even if niggas feel like, yo, he recycled, he didn't look bad either. Now, would you rather recycle, not recycle, and choke, and not and step mess up and look like that? Or would you rather just use a verse niggas heard before, but the whole world of TV never heard that, and you look good?
Sure.
Now, with Ferb, he recycled and messed up. I don't know how that works, but you know what I'm saying? I can't say that, but it's always like you in the heat of the moment, and if you feel yourself not being able to get the rhyme out, man, you got to go to plan B, man. You got to stay safe some way. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So I can't really blame Osh for that. I can't.
Okay.
I cannot blame him for that.
So what about off cam? What about off the show, I mean? Off the show.
Off the show, like,
nigga still
if a nigga just come to, now, if, no, there's no way in the world. There's no way.
Okay.
There's no way in the world you should be from another battle using bars from another battle you had on another battle. That just can't happen now. It just can't. Because you're supposed to, you're getting ample time to write for people. You're supposed to, you understand what I'm saying? You're supposed to know. You can't do that. I can't condone that.
Okay, I got you. Boss, last
you mess
minute
up
shit
and you
on
go
the show,
into
you
like
mean.
A, no, I'm saying, like, if you mess up and you just go into, like, a verse, an old joint you had, you know what I'm saying, then hey, like, an old verse from a song or a tape just to save you until you could get your shit back, hey, man, you got to do what you got to do. But if you just battled Big T and then you battled B-Magic and you use the same type shit, the same, I don't care if it's 8 bars, 9, 10 bars, nah, that can't work.
I got you. What you think, Ray?
I'm an old school nigga, man. I ain't with that shit, man. I ain't want to hear niggas. I understand it, so you don't fuck up. But, you know, it is what it is. I guess I'll do the same thing, man. You mean, you know, can't win for losing. So it is what it is, you know.
I'm just saying, so would you rather just getting up there and just not knowing your shit?
Nah, you're
like,
right.
I don't want to do that either. No, I won't do that. I don't want to do that, though. Rather for the slaughterhouse and these niggas, nah. You don't want to do that. You know?
Because yo, even though Arsenal recycled, you know what I'm saying? And I still haven't seen the battle, so I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. This is what people are saying. But even though if he recycled, he still was trending because his shit was still sounding good and niggas felt like he got jerked.
Mm.
You know, so it's a bunch of motherfuckers that don't even know that he, you know what I'm saying? What's good, nigga? It's a bunch of other niggas that don't even know that that's a verse from somewhere. You feel me?
Right.
Nah.
But Mo, let me ask you a question, Mo. To go back into the house of Total Slaughter real quick. I know, obviously, you're not living under the rock. You've seen the situation going on with Mass and Disaster. I want to ask you, being that you was in the crib, how were they interacting with each other in the house that just popped off the way? You know what I mean? Can you explain to the people out there, like, you
mean,
the house
was,
and how
were
they interacting with each other?
I mean, it was love in the house. It was love in the house, yo. Like, in the house, it was competition, but it wasn't no tension to where you felt like niggas wanted to fight nobody or, you know what I'm saying? Like, niggas wasn't being extra buddy-buddy either. Like, you know, it was still, niggas was talking their shit, but it was love. Like, niggas had their, you know, it was camaraderie. Niggas was fucking with each other. Niggas was drinking, you know, shooting the shit, playing cards, doing all that shit. By the way, that King of Spades shit that the Disaster said, that was some funny shit, though. Because we was playing spades. And Matt was trying to be the King of Spades. That was funny. But, nah, like, real rap. Like, it was cool. It wasn't, the shit shocked me. The shit shocked me. You know what I'm saying? It did shock me. Because it's like, you know, in one rise you say, yo, you just seen this nigga. You know what I'm saying? And if this was going on for this, as long as niggas said it was, then if you felt this way, it should have been addressed. There. You know what I mean?
But
yeah, it was.
Yo, I'm pretty sure if y'all niggas, if they told you they want to shoot the fair one in there, y'all niggas would have been, y'all shoot the fair one at the place, right? If niggas wanted to do that. Nah?
Who wanted to shoot the fair one?
No, I'm saying if they wanted to shoot the fair one in front of niggas, like, before they battle and shit. Yeah. Y'all niggas would allow that, though, right?
What? In the house?
Yeah, before they battle and shit.
Yeah,
like, yo,
if they wanted to get a one on, they would have caught that. Yeah. That was nothing. Like, had no
knowing about it. Nobody was knowing about it but y'all niggas, you know?
Yeah, like, I don't, you know, like, I'm not into that shit. Like, I'm not into a nigga telling me something or, you know, we supposed to be doing something in confidence and then all of a sudden, you know what I'm saying, niggas is saying, like, I'm not really into that shit. You feel me? But that's just the way I am. It's a lot of shit that niggas do and know behind the scenes and that I never, ever, ever, like, said nothing about or leaked or say anything. You know what I'm saying? Unless if a nigga come at me sideways, you know what I'm saying, and forget. Other than that, we good. So, you know what I mean? If niggas wanted to shoot that, they would have got that. You know what I'm saying? That was life.
So that shit really just come out of nowhere, though. That's cool.
Like I said, man, that shit shocked me, B. It definitely shocked me. And I'm just like, damn, like, I'm like, yo. Damn, like, right in the middle of when we on TV, yo. Niggas.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Right when we looking like, yo, right when we on TV, man. But, you know, I don't get into none of that, man, with niggas, because I don't really, you know what I'm saying? I don't know how niggas feel, bro.
Mook, really quick. What do you think is going to change after this weekend for Battle Rap?
Word.
Yo, say what? I can't say what exactly will change. I just know that things will change. So I just, what's up, bro? Hold on. What's good, boss? I ain't shit. I just know that things will change. And what I'm hoping this changes for? That money.
Wow. Yeah.
That's
course,
what I'm
course.
Hoping to change for.
That's
that
it,
bread. I wanna listen, man. I want to be able to say niggas could get $1 million off taking a battle. That's what I want to say. Like, niggas, yo, nigga got a battle. Yo, he just made $1 million. Niggas just made $200,000-$400,000. He just got a battle. That's what I want. And that's what I want that shit to change to, yo. Niggas don't understand how hard this shit is and how much work this shit is to do. Niggas just be thinking like, yo, this is battle. Yo, you nigga, that shit is light. You know what I'm saying? Just go up there and rap for 5 minutes and, you know what I'm saying? Like, all you got to do is make your shit. They don't know how much of a nigga's life this shit takes up. For the people that take it as serious as I do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, for the niggas that don't want to lose. You feel me? Like, I'm a nigga that don't want to lose. Like, I feel like I can't lose. I can't, like, it's not, not saying that I can't lose. But, like, you know what I mean? Like, I just feel like I can't lose. You know what I'm saying? So, son, that shit is a whole lot of work, man. Fucking rehearsing this shit all day, rapping this shit in your head, fucking going in the mirror, walking down the street, rhyming your bars, niggas thinking you fucking crazy because you talking to yourself. You know what I'm saying? You got to put your fucking headphones on, standing on roofs, this shit is wild, man. So that's what I hope changed.
Okay.
So you full move, Lux.
Mook, really quick, I'd like to get your predictions for the event, though.
I don't make predictions, yo. It's over.
Come on, man. I don't make predictions.
It's over, man.
Mook.
May the best man win. May it be a hell of a show, me. May it be a hell
Talk
of a show.
Talk to the people back to make maintenance.
Maybe it's the best.
Hey, I got a question for you. Which battle is more, it's going to be more important, this battle with Lux or your last one?
Wait, say that again, like more important.
Well, not more important, but which one is going to be bigger for you, you think?
This one, hell yeah.
By far?
By far.
That was good money.
I think so, too.
Really?
This one? But
the world is watching, y'all.
Yo, the whole, like, there can potentially be 5 million people watching this shit. That's one. And when me and Lux was battled back in the day, we didn't know. We just was two niggas going at it. Niggas didn't really know. Like, they niggas knew me a little more because I was on the smack before. Like, so he was new to niggas. You feel me? Like,
okay.
I was already on the smack. I battled Mills and did a couple shit. So, you know what I'm saying? But he was new. So, niggas don't really know. Now, it's like, yo, two niggas, Titan, heavyweight flow. Niggas is, like, this one is definitely more important.
Yeah. Are you a lost nigga, Mook?
Am I what?
Are you a lost nigga?
Yeah. I ain't gonna even lie. I'm a lost nigga, yo. I'm a lost nigga. That's just the truth. It's the truth, me. But so is everybody else in that building gonna be a lost nigga. So it is what it is, man. We've all done some wrong in our lives. We've all done some wrong in our lives. But I don't think he'll come out telling me I'm a lost nigga and, you know, trying to fix me or, you know, I don't think he'll do that. If he does that, it's over. It's over. He cannot.
But you know what, though, Mook? You got to keep it real, though. His last two battles since he's been back in the circuit have been phenomenal, though.
Who, Lux?
Yeah, Sharif.
Yeah, but...
Come on, my nigga.
Listen to what I'm telling you. The Calico battle was crazy. The stars was aligned that night. It just was clicking. Shit was dropping. Shit just happened. It was like one of them nights. It was magic. That's what happens sometimes. You just get on fire and score 81 points. It just happens. But then he battled Hollow. It wasn't really as magical as Calico. You want to know why?
Mm-hmm.
Because there was no shock value. There was no shock factor of what he was going to say because now we done heard that angle of niggas being lost. Or we done heard that angle of you trying to tell a nigga what he on or what he going to do or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So now it's like, all right. And now if he does that again to me, I'm pretty sure niggas is really not going to fuck with it. It's going to be cool. Niggas going to be like, all right. Not saying he ain't going to have no high line. He always going to have lines. But what do the lines really mean? What do they mean?
Yo,
y'all niggas going to have me about to say my verses, man. I got to get off this phone with
you. man. Hey, let me ask you a question. One question about another Harlem nigga that's out there. I want to get your opinion on Charlie Clips. Do you think he right now is a Harlem legend right now?
Yeah. He's been a legend forever, though. He's been doing this shit in Harlem. You know what I'm saying? He's doing his thing. He's definitely doing his thing, yo. I'll never take that away from Sean. Like, real rap. He out there. Like, he got... When you get to the point where you have fans that feel like you can't lose, then you have made it. You have made it, and he's arrived, and that's what it is. Now he's battling Rex, coming up Summer Madness.
Being Rex,
that should be
being
very
Rex, fun.
You think he's going to beat Rex?
He's beating Rex.
You think,
you
think Charlie
Clip? Haymaking that nigga, my nigga.
Listen, let me ask you a question. You think the last Charlie Clip could beat the Rex that you heard in that house?
Yo, my nigga, Charlie Clip would have been going 100 on niggas. He beat niggas at 75%, Mook.
Yo, do you think that Charlie Clip could beat the Rex that was in, this Rex you heard in his house?
Nah, not this Rex in the crib, nah.
But
if I'm going to get the Rex against Disaster and Calico, couldn't beat him.
Yo, listen, the Rex that's in his house, this is where he's at now. Like, this is, he found his groove. He found his niche.
So now Rex ain't focused,
yo. It should be very entertaining because they're different.
I think Charlie Clip is more well-rounded as a battle rapper. Mook is,
he is, but sometimes being well-rounded don't always win. It don't always win. Like, you can be well-rounded, but if you get, like, you could get locked in, yo, I feel you.
Cousin's different, man. Come on, let's keep it funky.
It should be a dope battle, yo. It should be dope.
Yo, oh shit. Hey, yo, Mook, one question. Did you see Clean and Arsenal?
Heard about it, ain't see it.
You heard about it, but you ain't see it?
Yeah, I ain't see it. I ain't really watch no battles until I'm finished on Saturday.
Oh, so you want some Rocky shit just training.
Yeah, I ain't really been watching I ain't watched none of that shit, tell you the truth, bro. Real rap, but I heard it was crazy.
Yeah. That's why I want to see who you had winning that shit.
Oh, yeah, nah, I heard it was crazy. My man told me he thought Arsenal won slightly, but it wasn't, a nigga could say Clean beat him too. That's my man said. He felt like Arsenal won, but a nigga could say Clean beat him. So that means it was a crazy battle.
Yeah, it was a crazy battle, yo. That's what it is.
What's up with Sean, Mook?
John is out here running around.
Man, you took the words right out of my mouth, dude.
Your man looking. Come on, we gotta get.
Yeah,
we gotta get
Mook,
K-Rock
like,
right
what?
Now. Mook, right
Mook,
now, I think K-Rock is the best nigga in Dartmouth right now.
Hey, man, yo, I like, yo, I really be wanting all my niggas to shine, yo.
But Mook,
I want all
Mook.
My niggas to shine.
But Mook, what's shine isn't shining, my nigga. What's going on? Is he going through something?
He good. He about to come back and battle on the UW card.
But is he going to battle? Like,
he's
that's what Cortez
man.
Wasn't a good look, my nigga. He's been real shaky, B.
Wait, you think he lost to Cortez?
You think he beat Cortez?
Yes! Oh, yeah!
Oh,
all right, my
friend.
All right, respect. All right. Yo, respect. Y'all are the fans. Y'all keep it 100. And that's
not
to
let you know why,
because
it's all about
the pain,
my nigga. It's all about opinions, you feel me? But it seems like ever since DNA, like, he's been on the decline for real.
Man, shaky, baby.
Well, then you know what you need to do. You need to whip him back up into shape, man.
Yeah, I don't know.
Ball, y'all need to bash him. Y'all need to bash the shit out of him and let him feel like that. You know what I'm saying? What? I mean, because he had some things going on. You know,
okay.
Not making no excuses at all or none of that. You know what I'm saying?
But there was
something
that happened somewhere
wrong.
He just lost motivation, it seemed like.
Yeah, like, that's really what it was, man. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's really what it was, man. The motivation for him, it wasn't that, you know, niggas start losing the hunger.
I think he had pressure too, though, son.
I
think he had mad pressure on him after DNA. Niggas want him to live up to that kind of shit every battle, and it's going to be hard when you had a performance like that. You know what I mean?
It's always hard, yo. It's always hard, man. Like, niggas don't get it, man. Like I said, sometimes you just on fire, yo. Sometimes you just on fire. Like, you can average 20 to 25 points, but you might have a game that you have 50. You might have a game where you had 3 games of 50 in a row, and then now niggas think that's just what you support. This is you, or this is what you're going to do all the time. And you really, it's impossible to keep up that, you know what I mean? Expectations, that's the hardest thing to anybody to exceed. Because niggas hold niggas in such a high regard, it's hard to just go beyond that.
That's
niggas
real.
Might think you're going to do some crazy, and you can't.
Right.
You feel me? Like, it's just, hold on 1 second.
He's still losing, though, fella. I got Sharif.
Nah, I'm just
kidding, bro.
Nah, I got me 200.
I got it.
What happened?
Back to
what
the people. About to bring Mason.
Nah, he
yeah,
said
back
he got luck.
Like,
I'm rocking with Mook 2-1 on this one. I've been
doing this
shit
to the people. We back to do maintenance. Yeah, we rock like crack when it came in.
Woo! Yeah, hey, you know that shit, nigga. You know that shit.
Of course I know that shit. That's my nigga. I fuck with that nigga. I'm a fan. Don't get it.
Yeah.
Yo, let me ask you a question. Does he always talk like that? Like, when he does interviews, you can't. It's like if you ask Lux, yo, Lux, what time is it? The nigga start doing that.
You get a regular
shit, like,
answer back.
Nah, you'll never get a regular answer. You'll never get a regular answer, yo. I told, yo, no bullshit. I just spoke to this nigga. I just hit this nigga. Yo, this nigga never ceases to amaze me, B. Yo, so I speak to this nigga last week or two. And I'm like, yo, what's up, B? What's up? We going to do this, promoting this fight and all that shit. So he like, yo, what you got in mind? I'm like, yo, I don't know. We going to do a couple, you know what I'm saying? We got a couple joints. He's like, all right, yo, let our brainstorm fertilize these thoughts. So we can understand each other. I'm like, yo. I'm like, all right, bro. My nigga, it's cool, B. My nigga. Yo, that's just, son, that's just how he is, son. That's his shit.
Yeah.
And, yo, you know what kind of nigga Lux is? Lux is a nigga you either gonna hate or you gonna love him. And that's just the real rap. It's no gray area. I know niggas that absolutely just love this nigga. Like, yo, he's crazy. Then I know niggas that's like, yo, I don't want to hear nothing he says.
That's Sharif, man.
Yeah,
you know?
It's like either you hate him or you love him. And that's why he'll never lose. He'll never really lose because you'll have niggas, like even with his preaching, he still has core audience that niggas follow him for that. You feel me? Now, not none of us, but you have other niggas that follow him for that. And he's feeding them what they want to get fed. And I think he's all right with that, yo. To be dead serious, I think he's all right with that.
But let me ask you a question about his style, though, Mook. His style, to me, like, I think he's one of the most lyrical dudes, but when it comes to battle rapping, I think he takes a long time to attack niggas and shit. Would you agree with that?
Mook takes a long time
to actually go for the juggler.
But you know what? Everything is emotion. Like, you know, when you come out right on the attack, it's cool, but you got to give niggas roller coaster flow. You can't keep niggas at one emotion the whole time because then it becomes monotonous. And then even you might be saying the hottest shit, you ain't giving them nothing else. Like, say if you just giving a nigga mad punchline, as soon as you start, boom, 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 you niggas like, oh, oh, oh. But then all of a sudden, you just keep giving them punchlines, and then niggas is like, all right, wait a minute, nigga ain't going. Nigga ain't gonna switch up and do some funny shit. Nigga ain't gonna switch up and do some real rap shit. Nigga, you understand what I'm saying? Like, you gotta give a nigga some emotion, like, you know. So I, you know, I'll see y'all niggas on Saturday. That's it. Y'all gonna be in the building or how y'all gonna do this?
No, I'm at the crib. I'm watching the crib. I ain't gonna lie to you. I'm in Miami. I'm watching shit at the house.
Nobody in New York.
I just left New York.
Come on, man. Y'all niggas got a movement. Y'all should have told Total Slaughter, yo, y'all need plane tickets.
Oh.
Niggas be in the fucking building, man. That's what y'all should have said.
Next season, we need to really get that down, my nigga, for real. You know?
All right. Well, let's figure it out.
Can you reach out to Lux and tell him to come on the show? I think he's a Martian, or I don't know where he'd be at.
I'm not reaching out to that nigga. I'm good.
Okay, it's wartime, okay.
Yeah, y'all niggas figure out if y'all gonna get him on the show, then y'all do it.
Yo,
I'm y'all homie. Y'all don't even gotta stay. Y'all called me all the way today. I'm on South Carolina. I'm on my way up to New York. Stopping. Nigga, hit me. Yo, Mook, you wanna do the show? I said, yep.
We fucks with you up here. You the first nigga to bless our show, so we always got love for you. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, Mook, after the battle, though, you better believe we're having a show Saturday night, though.
Oh, what?
We definitely have a show.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, sir. Believe
that.
Oh, you already
know. Depending on how I do, man, you might see me or you might not. All right. Hey,
yo,
man,
we appreciate that for real.
Oh, Mook, before you go, where's your boy LeBron going, my nigga, before you step up out of here? Don't think you slide out like that, my nigga.
Yo, first off, I want to say LeBron is going to stay with Miami. But I can't really talk about LeBron because Kevin Durant is my brother, and me and him, that's my brother. if he hears this, he'll know.
I love you. He's going to Cleveland. In layman's terms, you're going to Cleveland, right? Okay, good looking out, my nigga. We appreciate you.
Nah, he's staying in Miami. He's staying, man.
Shout out to you, Murder.
Everybody listening, we are having a show Saturday night.
Right after the show. Fuck with us.
Man.
I don't know what approach we're going to take on Lux. Like, you know, it's interesting to see what you're going to do because, you know he can't go to Iron Solomon route, so I guess we're not going to expect that from him.
He can't do that.
So who else is battling?
So we got Joey and Hollow.
Let's do one.
We got Arsenal and Big T.
Part 3 L Quill back
and Rex.
Body.
You got Daylight and Rex?
Right?
Daylight and Rex.
Why wrong?
No, Daylight and Rex. You're right.
Daylight and Rex might be crazy.
I don't know how I feel about that battle when them niggas is cool.
Yeah, but I think this is about the bread. I don't even know the games here.
Rex going to be up there laughing, and he's not going to throw his hat on the floor. None of that shit.
Why not?
Yeah, he is. Yeah,
he's not
going to
throw his hat on the floor.
He will.
They're not going to play around with this battle. I don't think that's going to count right there.
They're going to have to go hard. If we were on the show and it was battling somebody, crew goes out the window. This is national TV. I'm going crazy.
Rex is going to be doing all that shit. He's going to pull the whole bag out. Because Daylight going to get crazy.
Is Daylight going to pull an antic? Is this the platform for him to pull a fucking crazy antic? Or is he going to keep that
shit
out?
I won't be surprised.
But you know what I'm thinking now, B.O.? After all the bullshit this nigga did, all that silly, stupid ass shit he did, this motherfucker made it to the top.
It's safe to say Quill is going to steal the show.
Smart-ass nigga, B.
Daylight is
that nigga's home right now, plotting right now, my nigga.
That's crazy. Think about all the battles he lost this year, son.
Y'all talk to Quill, come holler at us, man, out there. Talk to Quill, holler at us.
That nigga lost mad battles, and he's, like, sitting on the top right now.
Daylight is the only person that wins when he loses.
Yes.
Only that.
You got to admit it at this point.
Yeah.
He proved it. He fucking proved it. That's crazy.
So then they go fuck with us, y'all.
Daylight, you already know. Yo, let's get to some callers, man. See what the people got to say, man. Let's go 734-717.
What up, though?
What up?
What's good, baby? It's Kid Clip.
What up, homie? What's poppin', my G?
Shoot, man. Chillin'. What's good with you, Caps, man? What's good, three-letter man? What's good with you, Timbo?
Chillin', man. What's good with you? Hey, yo, who gon' win, man? Mook or Luck?
Man, I don't know, man. Mook sounded real confident just now,
man.
I wouldn't have to rock with Mook, man.
Y'all going over that.
Plus, I also agree, man. It's kind of hard to tell what kind of angle Luck's going to take, because ain't nobody really trying to hear all that lost niggas stuff no more.
Word. I'm tired of that shit, huh?
For real. He's going to have a tough one.
Who you got, Joey or Hollow?
You said Hollow or Buddy? Hollow.
You got Hollow over Joey?
Oh, yeah, man.
Close? No close? What? Debatable? What?
You know what? I don't even think it's going to be close, to be honest, man.
You
think he on this
straight?
You know
everybody giving him a y'all are sleeping on Joe, buddy. Don't sleep on Joey, son.
Man, you know what, man? Joe good lyrically, man. I was just listening to a couple of his tracks last night when he was dissing Game and shit, man.
Yeah.
But you know, man, it's just the whole, like, man, how can you beat Hollow? If Hollow stumble or something, he gonna just freestyle and shit, man. You, Joe Budden, man, I don't really think he gonna be able to do all that, man.
You think so? You don't
I'm
think
pretty
he's,
sure he's gonna have his written down pack, man. It might be 2-1, man, but I think it's gonna be clearly Hollow in the end.
Okay. What about Lux and Daylight?
You know what? I want to see Rex win that.
You want to see Rex win?
Rex got to win that, man. I'm really, you know, I ain't even really used to like Rex, but, man, Rex an OG, man. He don't put in work, man. He deserve that.
Okay.
And they, like, do too much little funny stuff, man. I be like, I ain't mad at the dude because, you know, at the end of the day, he trying to get his name out there and stuff, man. I can't knock
that.
That
shit worked, though. It worked.
You feel me? I can't knock that, but come on, man. You pulling your dick out at Queen of the Ring, man. Come on, man.
And what do you think about Big Boy and Arsenal? What do you think about that?
To be honest, I do not like Arsenal. I'm so glad my man Clean did him dirty the other in that battle.
He did
him
dirty?
Ice, man.
Yeah, Clean
did
him dirty?
Man. Hell yeah, man. You know, I ain't even going front, man. I ain't going bullshit, man. I'm an artist hater, man. I'm out here in Michigan, man. I was there with Trick Trick Punker, man. Like, real talk,
shit,
man. Real deal, man. I don't really rock with Arts, but I'm not a hater because Arts came with it. I'm not going to say Clean did him dirty because, be honest, I could see people saying Arts won that battle. Arts came with it, man. Yeah, Arts came with it, man. I ain't even going to hate on Arts. He did his thing, man. I got rock with the home every time, man, when it comes down to something like that, man. Clean got him.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, but that Big T Arsenal, man, that battle, man, I give it to Arsenal already, man, because Big T, he used to be one of my favorites. But
body bag.
Let's just be honest, man. Big T on the decline, man. He need to go somewhere, get his mind right. Maybe spend some nights in Chicago. Get off the road for a minute. Get his hair right.
Uh-huh.
Maybe come back better. Because right now, man, Big T really just been disappointing, man.
Uh-huh.
Him, Ill, and K-Shine probably like the three biggest URL disappointments.
Yep.
I don't even know how they keep getting booked, to be honest. I'm like, how does K-Shine keep getting booked when every battle is like garbage? Like, it don't even have replay value. I watched him versus Ill one time, and I was like, yeah, I ain't watching this shit again.
I hate battles like that, B.
And then that's crazy because they be making it hard for the PG dudes, and I be looking like, damn, Danny Myers got consistent good battles. K-Shine got, like, ass battles. But y'all making it hard for Danny Myers to get on the main stage. And K-Shine just booked for, like, K-Shine already booked for SM4. And I'm like, how the hell did that work?
Whoa, you gonna talk about madness?
Yeah.
K-Shine is on something. You mean UW? He's not on JC. I know that. I didn't know he was on Summer Madness 4.
Yeah, I heard he was already going to be on Summer Madness.
Yo, Danny Myers will fuck K-Shine up.
Man, that's how I feel, too. I really feel like right now, it's a lot of these dudes. Danny Myers, Big K, all these guys, Rum Nitty. Like, I feel like Rum Nitty is one of, like, that Danny Myers battle boosts his profile, but people still sleep on Rum Nitty, too.
But Rum Nitty, he lost to Kelly Smooth, I think, though.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
He lost
to Kelly Smooth. But he still was spitting some shit, though. Don't I ain't throwing on Rum, though. He was still spitting some fire.
What y'all say about that B-Magic? What you think about him versus B-Magic?
Who that? Oh, Rum Nitty?
Rum Nitty.
That was a close battle.
Yeah, that's how I caught it. I seen a poll posted up on the Facebook group, and it was, like, pretty much an all B-Magic favorite. I was kind of looking like, damn, I think it'd be more debatable.
Now, let me ask you a question. Caps, you was at Gnome 4. Now, you said B-Magic was choking a little bit, right?
Yeah.
But he still won the battle against Big T, right?
Big T just wasn't saying nothing to me, man. It was just like,
yeah, he
stands.
Big T got a total slow. That shit don't make no sense to me. You losing to a nigga that you got choked, and you ain't winning it. That shit is crazy.
But it was just like they both lost. Like,
I don't know, man.
Yo, caller, go look it out, though, man. Try to get some people
All right,
in.
Man. Shout out to y'all, man. Shout out to the Angry Fan Movement. Shout out to my bro, M-City, man.
Early, man.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Yo, M-City's mad underrated, too.
Yeah.
We I don't know what the... Like, I don't know. Is it the it factor? I guess that's what it is. Somebody was talking
about...
Somebody had asked the question about YK earlier in the group, and they was just like, what's wrong with YK? Like, why do people not like him? He beat JC. He beat B-Magic. I mean, he was on a roll, and then, I don't know. Like, what is it about YK? I mean...
I think YK, Newborn, Lotta Zay, they're all in the same umbrella. And M-City now.
Hmm. Is Lotta Zay really nice? Yeah, somewhat. You think Lotta Zay is somewhat still in that circle too?
Yeah, I think Lotta Zay is in that circle too, B.
After that Tony Montana battle, I would have thought that.
Don't be surprised if you see niggas like Briz Rothstein, T-Top, Young X, and these niggas start passed by these niggas, son.
Nah, passed by Lotta?
Newborn
and
I think Briz Rothstein and T-Top could pass Lotta Zay right now.
Yeah, can they make a hell of a
Young X right now. And I'm very curious to see how Young X does in his next battle, which we want to try to get on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Young X, man. Cool nigga and shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But I think them niggas got to, you know.
Lotta Zay got to step the fuck up, man. He can't be getting
up and down. He's up and down. I think he's up and down.
What the hell is that?
Like, John just passed him. You know? But that's the thing. You need a shot, though. Once you get a shot from one of these big niggas, like, that's why I always salute Charlie Clips, because he gives niggas chances. He always gives niggas chances. Niggas can't say Charlie Clips be on some, like, I don't think Hollow or Don will battle some of these niggas that, like, Charlie Clips is battling. You know what I'm saying? Give these niggas a shot.
Mm-hmm.
Once Tape Man gave John John that shot, it was a wrap. You know what
I'm saying? That's weird. Hey, you see where the T-Top passing John John's level?
Say they didn't see T-Top before what?
Passing John John.
I don't know about that.
I don't know about that right now, because John John right now is as much as niggas doing a shit on John John sometimes and say he does this and they don't like how he does his rhymes, whatever. Like I said, what's Hitman? T-Dog gonna need a nigga like a Hitman Holler, that stature. Give him that battle and then he can flourish after that. It's gonna have to be a nigga that give him a challenge. He can't be stuck under battling, no disrespect when I
say
niggas.
But yo, if you think about it, he just battled John John.
Yeah, no doubt, but that's a one-rounder and the stage also. And this is Hitman Holler we're talking about.
Yeah.
Hitman Holler gave John John the shot of his life. Now, John John
so you're saying T-Top needs a shot from, like, Hitman, not John John.
Yeah, he needs a shot like that. He needs a shot like a Hitman Holler. He needs one of those big dogs, a Calico, somebody like that. Once they give him, if they're willing to give him a shot, you know, Ill Will. Like, I would like to see Ill Will and T-Top. I would love to see that.
Yo, what about Raw?
Mm-hmm.
What about Rosenberg? Nah.
He's like a Far Side song with Rosenberg Raw, man. She keeps on passing. He's like mad niggas just passing by, son. You know what I'm saying?
What about Swayze?
I'm not gonna lie, man. Swayze is one of them niggas, like, you just, like, what happened within the last year and a half?
Yeah.
You know, but Swayze, a couple years ago.
This nigga, Easy to Block Captain, BC. Yeah, niggas ain't see that shit yet. He just killed this nigga. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, we need. Yeah, you know. Swayze to me got blackballed too. It's not all his fault. And I feel like he got, when niggas was giving him the battles that he should have gotten. You know what I mean?
He chased Verb for so fucking long, B.
Yeah, and then I don't know.
And then got Daylight, and that whole shit got fucked up.
I don't look at Swayze as a killer anymore. No disrespect.
He lost that.
He just, I don't know, man. Swayze would go. Because
he had that title. You're right. He definitely had that title.
Sir, he beat the fuck out of Old Red. He bodied fucking Young Cannon. Holy shit. He dug him up, beat him up. He beat the fuck out of Young Cannon.
Young Cannon played himself. That nigga took his, he bought the shoes with him. Like, what are you doing, nigga? Like,
that nigga told him I'll crowd surf you, nigga. I'll grab you by your shoulder. Crowd surf you.
That nigga was shitting on this nigga, son. Shitting on him, B. Yo. That nigga swayed, man, B.
Huh?
I'm trying to think of who else could T-Top battle would be. Or Briz. Like, you think Briz should battle somebody crazy lyrical?
Chilla?
Briz and Chilla?
Yeah.
I ain't interested in that battle, really. It would be awkward. It's the same thing as saying Chilla and Raw to me, in a way, kind of. Not the same, but, I mean, Briz ain't bar heavy, you know what I'm saying? I wouldn't mind seeing Briz battle, let me think. He don't deserve a rock yet. Like, somebody like,
yo,
Briz
well,
and Clean. I wouldn't mind Briz and Clean.
How about Briz and City?
Briz and City, that would be dope.
Yeah.
That'll be, yeah. That'll be, but yeah, because City's aggressive. Or, yo, you know what? What about Briz and Young Scripps? Or T-Top and Young Scripps? That'll be a dope battle.
Scripps
see,
is nice.
T-Top, no, this is no. No disrespect to those niggas. I just want to see Top get some other niggas, man. I think Top on his way, my dude. Top,
yo.
Top, y'all niggas out there get Top that shot. Like, I just want to see Top against these niggas, man. I want to see Top.
I don't think Top
will beat a Big T right
now,
man.
I don't think Top passed Young Scripps, B. I don't know about that.
I think Top will beat a Big T, though.
Well, he'll do what?
He'll beat Big T right now.
Oh, I agree. But I don't know if he. I don't think he passed Young Scripps. What do you think he did?
Nah, it was close.
What was close? They didn't battle. I'm talking about his level. What
said,
I'm talking about.
Wait, you talking about Top and John John? Am I right? Am I bugging?
No. I said Top and Young Scripts. Young Scripts.
Oh, Young Scripts. My bad. Sorry.
I don't know if T Top would just run through Scripts for you. Nah, I don't know, man.
Nah, I don't think he's
debatable.
Anybody,
yo, not fuck with Top, hubby. I don't see him running through Scripts. I heard something about him going to battle Mo Dirty. You saw the Mo Dirty something. They locked that shit in somewhere, son. He did battle this nigga Roller from Virginia and shit. Dice Roller, I heard it was
Roller.
Yeah. Dice Roller and shit. He, I think, who battled Taylor. And them niggas and shit. Pit fights. T-Top needs somebody. I don't know who the... If there really is no perfect match for him and shit, like...
Yeah, I guess not a perfect match, right?
Yeah, he just gotta go with it. My man got some
yo,
fire.
What are people at, though?
Let's get some calls in here really quick. Let's go 347-755. 347-755?
Yeah, niggas are really saying Scripps would lose to T-Top right now.
843, what's going on?
Hi, how are you all doing?
What's going on, man?
Good.
Yeah, hey, Caps, man, I'm the guy ever upward, 888. You might remember me. You added me like a few weeks ago.
Okay.
In any case, man, I want to talk about this Loaded Lux and Murder Mook battle.
Okay.
Man, for real. Like, I've been wanting this for a while. But it happened for me after I saw what Mook did to Iron Solomon and what Lux did to Calico. It all happened the same night, and from that point on, I said, okay, both of these dudes have evolved tremendously.
Okay.
And what I liked about it is, like, I'll be honest, like, I'm not crazy about, like, gun bars, you know, like, and maybe it's because, like, I live a square's life, you know?
it is
what it is. But at the same time, I like how both of those dudes, they took the approach to, like, just, like, dig in a nigga's chest, like, for real, like, They like, the way they cut up in those dudes, like, that. Those are the type of beatdowns that, like, you see, like, almost, what, a year or so later, Calico was still talking about that, like, with his father on camera. I don't know if you guys saw that video on YouTube, but Calico was still yet were still talking about that. Like, you know, let's see what they got to say now. Like, that still hurt. And as far as Iron Solomon, where is that dude? That dude fell off the map.
Yeah, he damn sure did.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
the other day, but he wasn't there.
Like, A-Verb, for instance, A-Verb got that, what's his name, Hitman Holler, but it didn't destroy him. He just had a very clever ending to that battle that, like, it just set the crowd, you know, in an uproar, but it didn't kill him because Hitman went at him the whole battle. I thought that was a classic battle, but Lux and Murder Mook, they just totally just eviscerated their opponents. Now, I want to see them do that against each other. And I don't know if you guys agree with me on this, and I don't want to overtalk you or whatever. I'm just happy I was able to get in on the call.
But
real talk, though, my thing is that now with Loaded Lux, he's going to run into some issues, and I think he's probably going to run into these issues. If not this battle, then definitely, you know, future battles, like, you know, not too far in the future, whenever he battles again. I like Lux a lot. But it's not about me. It's about, like, the general audience that most people are interested in gun bars. They're interested in violent rap.
Uh-huh.
The reality of Lux, like, his audience, he has his niche market. But why is a dude like Loaded Lux? Like, you look at Twitter. Loaded Lux has all of these, like, his name is huge in battle rap. You could say the biggest name in battle rap. But, for instance, why does he only have, like, 49,000 followers? When you have dudes like Hollow, whose name, in my opinion, let's be honest, Hollow the Don was another top-tier battle rapper. He was hot. I mean, he was good. But who was really wanting to battle Hollow the Don? Like, really? Nobody was really checking. People wanted to battle Lux. You see A-Verb. Now you got, even to this day, Daylight. You have people talking about Lux in their rhymes. Think about how many battles you've heard people quote Lux or talk about Lux in their battles. Hollow was never that dude, ever. But the thing is because Lux does bring something to the table. Like, he has a different type of charisma, a different type of swag about him that...
He got that aura. He got that big, he got that real aura.
Yeah, like, his personality is really kind of, like, large. Like, okay, you get what I'm saying. It's kind of larger than life personality. So when he get on stage, his words are going to carry more weight. You know what I'm saying? It's like when he hit, it hits. There are other battle rappers out there, like dudes who can really rhyme, like, for instance, Chilla Jones. Lyrically, man, Chilla Jones is about as good as you can get lyrically.
I always said that, brother, on this show, Chilla Jones.
Like, Chilla is about as good as you can get. He's about as good as you can get lyrically, but a Chilla hit is not the same as a Lux hit because it's not just about what you say, but it's about who it's coming from, how people feel about the person that's saying it. And I think that's where Lux get a lot of his fans, but at the same time, he alienates a lot of people because of the things he talks about. And let's be honest, a lot of Lux's bars, you ain't getting a lot of that stuff the first listen, the second listen. You're not, and like, there are bars of Luxus from the Cow battle and the Hollow battle that I'm still like, oh, snap. But you know what, though? I will say this much. When you do get it, it does kind of elevate him because you think, wow, it took me this long to break that down. So now when you look at the man who spit that, you got to have more respect because somebody had your mind all in a knot trying to figure out what the heck they were talking about, you know? Luxus, like, I heard you guys told Mook. Like, Mook, you probably might win in the building. Lux might win after. I think somebody said that on the call, and I agree with that. Because you can win in the building, and they might even say you won that night. But I think it's like what happened with Hollow. Hollow was the type of guy, he was going to win in the building. He was going to, because first of all, Hollow's bars are straightforward. You know what he's saying to you from the jump. And he's funny. I'll give Hollow that. The dude is hilarious. To me, he's arguably the funniest dude in battle rap.
Charlie Clemson Goods, go ahead.
Well, I'll say this. The reason I say Hollow is because, like, y'all saw the Big T battle. Like, he was talking about the exercises that that Big T does. I mean, he do a set of dips with that, pulls up to the drive-thru. Like, to me, like, that was clever. I don't think Hollow's a funny dude. I think Clips. Now, you know what, guys? I have some place I need to be, but I want to say this before I go. I think Charlie Clips has ascended to the level of Loaded Lux and Murder Mook. Because to me, Loaded Lux and Murder Mook are like titans. Like, they are top of the food chain. Dudes shit on Mook. But guess what? Why did Eminem and the Slaughterhouse guys, why would they pick him to battle? Look, Mook don't even battle that much. But why pick him? Why pick, you know what I'm saying? Lux don't battle that much. But why pick those dudes? There's something that they have that a dude who put, what, about $1 million investment thought, I need these guys headlining. Why?
Let me ask y'all a question, though. Are we expecting a casting from these castings between Lux and Mook?
Between Lux and Mook, to be honest with you, Lux has a big ego, and so does Murder Mook. And I think a lot of that comes from the era that they came up in. That was a really gritty era, and you had to really believe in yourself something serious to even want to have to even get up there and battle like that. That's why I noticed, like, the Sirius Jones battle against Charlie Clips. In all honesty, I think Charlie Clips is a lot more talented than Sirius Jones, but I think the reason why it was close is because, to me, some of these older legends just have a stage presence that some of these newer cats just don't have. And I know that Clips is not new per se, but look at Sirius Jones' background. This dude was battling in barbershops in like these like shitty-ass rooms and all type of stuff like that. They just have a different level of presence that they bring, and it's like a stronger presence. So I think that's what Mook and Lux have. Now, as far as what I think is going to be a classic, Lux has a big ego, and he has the talent. He got something to prove. There were people who believe he lost the Hollow, and I know a dude like that psychologically. That hurt. He'll never admit it. But it hurt a dude, especially after the hype he got after the Calico battle, which was overdone, because the reality is there's a big difference between Hollow and Calico, in my opinion. They're not the same type of opponent. It's like, honestly, like, I believe Michael Jordan is the GOAT, in my opinion. But Michael Jordan playing, like, one-on-one against Joe Johnson is one thing, but Michael Jordan playing one-on-one against Kobe is something else. Look, I think Michael Jordan can beat Kobe, but it's going to be a bloodbath.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying?
I feel you, brother.
You know, so, like, man, yo, I ain't going to talk your head off or whatever. But
hold up, so you got Lux and Mook then.
But who I got between those two, in all honesty, I think it's going to be, like, the most debatable battle that we've ever seen, because Mook kind of got that edge about him, like street niggas can relate to. You understand what I'm saying? He got that edge, and he got bars, and he has, like, presence, like I talked about. And I know he's motivated to redeem himself after this Iron Solomon battle, so I think he's coming with it, like, 110%. Loaded Lux, another hand.
I hope so.
Like, but no, seriously, dude, that dude destroyed Iron Solomon. That's partially why they hate it so bad. Well, partially because he asked for so much money. Let's be honest. That dude started asking for money at a period where people did not appreciate battle rappers wanting a lot of money like that. Let's be honest with ourselves. And I think a lot of people hated on him, and he was so arrogant about it. And then he got up on stage like, how much you got? You and Jones got 10, right? Well, guess what? They gave me $20,000 in cash. He lost niggas right there. He lost niggas right there. You got niggas struggling to pay their bills.
Hold on. What is this going to do if this battle flops? I'm just saying, I'm going to play devil's advocate really quick. This battle flops.
Yeah, okay, if this battle flops, then I think it's a huge black eye, because these are your ambassadors. These are your top names right here. If this flaps, who's going to stand up and do better? If Loaded Lux and Murder Mook, probably the two biggest legends you have, I think in their primes, if they can't do it, and it's not just about bars, it's about who's coming to the stage. These are big entities here. You know what I'm saying? If they can't get it done, I don't think there are any other names that can carry battle rap like these guys can. You got dudes who I think may be just as talented, but I don't think it's just about talented. Like I said, B-Magic, crazy bars. Like, Caps, I saw you at the XL battle. That dude lyrically is crazy. I think that dude, I would love to see him against Chilla.
XL?
Yeah, XL. I think
that would be interesting right there, B.
Yo, aren't both from Boston?
Yeah, they both from Boston.
Yeah, I think I think that would be a lyrically crazy battle. I think
XL versus Chilla? Damn, I never even thought about that.
Yo, real talk, I really believe that. Now, I'm going to tell you guys something. The reason why, I'm talking like this, I might as well put it out there now. I'm at Ever Up with 888. You guys don't realize this, and I'm going to put it out there now. I am starting a league, but it's going to be something crazy that no one else has ever done. I got the money backing me. It's going to be, honestly, it's a format. It's going to be winner take all. But it's going to take a certain type of dude. The pots are going to be big, but it's going to be winner take all. And the reason I'm doing it this way is because I think it's going to force dudes to bring their A game. You're going to want that pot. You're going to want to do whatever it takes to get that pot. You can't not have a third round. You're going to do everything you can do to not choke. You understand what I'm saying? And I think because if you create such almost like a coliseum-like environment, because these dudes are still on the grind. These dudes aren't rich.
They're going to want that pot, if for no other reason than to say, I beat this dude and I got, what, 50K for this battle. There's some dudes who will probably, top-tier names, who will never see 50K for a battle. Not any time in the near future. Like, take John John. If you took two names like John John the Don and Hollow the Don, we know those two dudes fought. Can you imagine, first of all, the tension between those two guys, and then you give them a big pot? It would be crazy to me, because as much as people want to hate on John, dude is dope lyrically. Hitman talked a lot of stuff about how much better he was and being on a top tier, but, yo, John John got that dude. He really did. So, man, yo, I'm done, man. I'm not, because I could do this forever, boy. I can't call Mook and Lux. It's going to come down to what they do. It's really going to come down to what they do. As far as Hollow and Budden, to be honest with you, I think lyrically, in terms of just pure lyrical ability, I think Joe Budden is more talented. But we both know that there's a difference between spitting bars in a booth and being able to control a crowd on stage.
I worry about Joey's performance.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I don't think, like, Cannabis, like, yo, who, honestly. Yo, my man, Cap, I know you from way back. Who is more lyrically crazier than Cannabis? How many niggas can you really name?
Yeah,
what happened?
What you said? What's he said? Three?
Huh?
You can't name a lot of niggas lyrically better than Cannabis from 97. I mean, that nigga was on some next shit.
Exactly,
you know what I mean?
But think about it. As talented as that dude is, you put him in that format, and he choked.
Yeah.
And that dude,
hey, yo, you know what? I'm glad you brought that up. So, look. How are we doing this Cannabis shit? Was that Cannabis' best, and we're now counting him out? What you think, Three?
To be honest with you, I think Cannabis, I hate to say this, but I think there's something maybe a little going on with Cannabis psychologically. It's that whole thing, the thin line between genius and madness, like genius and insanity. I really believe, because you can tell, like, some of the videos he put up, something is slightly off with dude, and I really believe that him not getting into the industry, like, blowing like he thought he should have, just exacerbated the situation.
Fucked with him.
Uh-huh.
I think the LLB fucked him up. Once he started,
I think it did. And you noticed, this dude was always talking about Rip the Jack. The dude became obsessed with LL because I think he beat LL. But the problem is, LL had the industry weight.
LL knockout was mean.
Yo, it was serious.
Mean.
And LL had, but see, LL had the industry clout on his side, which means
even if he lost, that's why he won the war.
His
album
was Hold on. Caller, we appreciate you calling in, man. We actually got
You guys do what you have to do. Thanks.
Salute, man.
All right, my G. That's what I'm calling about.
Yo, I got a quick question. Quick question.
Up,
really quick before we sign off. Lux versus Mook, is this one versus two?
One versus two. That's what I'm trying to say. I think it is. And I understand Mook said there's more people watching this shit, but...
From the elderly, the seniority, the senior citizen, yeah.
Huh?
Because I think there's niggas out there that give Mook a run for his money. And I think there's niggas out there that get... I think Charlie Cripps can give Mook a run for his money. I think Charlie Cripps can give Lux a run for his money.
Of all time, though, is this one versus two?
Yeah. This
of all time?
Two,
yeah, right now, yeah. Yeah.
So one was fire, so now you're the top one. That's what I was asking him and shit.
So is this, like, solidifying it, though?
But what was like, token involved in this shit? But it was still the era and the vibe and all that shit.
Yeah.
All right, in your heart of hearts, is this battle going to be a classic? In your heart of hearts, is it going to live up?
I think so. Because you know why I would say that? Lux has been disappointed in the two battles he's been in. And I think Cassius said earlier, Mook is trying to redeem himself. He got demons, bro. Whether you want to admit it or not, he has demons from that murder, from that Iron Solomon fucking
story. Yeah, I think
he wants to bounce back. Total slaughter in the building. All eyes on him, Tupac type shit. This is bigger than this battle right now. The whole world is watching this motherfucking out.
Yo, he probably think about the last battle, the hype, the fact that, you know what I'm saying, niggas think that he can't beat Lux. I think it's all of that mixed. And so it's not just the bars. It's like what he said is everything outside of the raps, too. I think it's all of that.
Mm-hmm. Yo, this is crazy. Saturday's the day.
Too.
Yo, everybody doing this, man. Salute everybody calling up, man. You already know what the fuck it is. Kimbo, Angry Fans Radio.
Talk to the people.
There used to be a fuck with me, Angry Fan 007, man. Shout out to Angry Fan.
She wore a three-letter, man. Talk about it. What's good? Let's get it.
Bye, LeBron.